And hello, good people of the internet. It is I, Tommy Kelly, and this is Adventures in Woo-Woo. And in this episode, what I want to do is implore you to go hug a tree. Over the last couple of months, I have been spending an awful lot of time in nature, which I hadn't done in a long while. It's just not something that I wouldn't say that I enjoyed. I mean, I obviously always enjoyed being, you know, kind of trees and mountains, but not in the kind of way other people talk about it. Particularly when I get into photography, there's this kind of joy and this love that people seem to have for, you know, a mountain scene or whatever. And I'd go there and I'd see it and I'd go, well, that's impressive, it's a mountain or a tree. But I never got it. I never really kind of understood it. I enjoyed nature in a kind of intellectual way, in that I could understand the aesthetic beauty of it without the emotion behind it, the kind of feeling of it or the awe that is meant to go with it. So just before the summer, I kind of, when I came out of doing that Reiki kind of, the 6-week kind of Reiki thing I did, there's something switched in me that was this feeling of getting more in touch with nature and where I'd be out and about. And like my kind of aversion to nature in one sense came from that whole idea of this world is an illusion, that, you know, that's kind of plastered around all of spirituality and New Age. And that, you know, in a sense should be shunned, or in the same as your emotions, they should be shunned. There's something to get past. If this world is illusion, what's the point in hanging out with trees? Because it's not real. And of course, I've seen the folly of that now. And it's something in me decided that I needed to get more grounded. I needed to hang out with some trees. And I spent the last 3 months, 4 months, whatever it is, spending a tremendous amount of time in forests and woods and that kind of thing. And I've really come to have a deep grow, as we would say in Ireland, which is just love, a deep love for trees and the people behind them. And I say people behind them because that's kind of the animistic view, is that personhood exists outside of just humanhood. And we can kind of see that in animals, like certainly in domesticated animals, where they seem to have their own personality, their own personhood, you know, that's it. And so but it's harder then to kind of describe it or ascribe it to trees or nature and that kind of stuff. And we kind of, as a society, have kind of poo-pooed or rubbished the idea of like spirits of nature, you know, that a river would have a particular spirit or an intelligence behind it. Because, you know, science has taken the magic out of the entire existence and disenchanted the world. And, you know, has been quite successful in its goals to that. And, you know, that's part of the whole thing. Not completely anti-science, anti-scientism, as we all should be. So then when we kind of ascribe these things to trees, and there's a lovely tree beside me here, you can feel a bit kind of foolish. But I mean, the whole point of occultism and spirituality is to be the fool. I mean, that's where your tarot journey starts, you know, that it is the fool walking off the cliff into the unknown. And you must be, in a sense, foolish to do that. And so you have to kind of have these kind of foolish ideas. And seeing a tree as a person, it will initially feel a bit foolish, but very quickly turns out to be not foolish whatsoever. I've also been learning an awful lot about mycelium and mushrooms and the you know, the wood wide web, as Paul Stamets called it, or coined it, and the kind of intricate relationship that mushrooms or mycelium have with forests and with you know, nature in general, that whole kind of thing, the communication factors that they have, the trees have through their roots, that's also, you know, helped by the mycelium network. It's just so unbelievably amazing that it's very hard not to ascribe an intelligence to it or put an intelligence on it. And I know from human point of view that we kind of see the world from our own, you know, perspective, and calling it an intelligence mightn't be the right word, but it appears intelligent, it appears personhood, and it appears to more than just be alive in a kind of, you know, a tree as we would normally see it. There seems to be an intelligence, or a knowing is probably a better word. So over the last while, having spent so much time in nature and been around these wonderful creatures, what I would like to suggest to you, if it's not something you've ever done, then I would really suggest that you kind of ground yourself in nature. If, like me, you have had a kind of a feeling that this is all illusion, this is all to be shunned, that mightn't be, you mightn't use those words, but if life is Maya, or the other thing that kind of was putting me off was that all of these kind of earth religions, like say Wicca Druidry or whatever, they all seemed, they just didn't gel at me. There was kind of an unfair kind of absurdity that I had put on them, that just, it seemed like LARPing than actual anything. And that's not fair, that's like totally not fair, because there's many amazing druids and Wiccans and all of those type of things. But it just, something, it was another kind of barrier to me really connecting with nature in a thing, in a sense, you know, because of that. So maybe you have that too. So if you're thinking this is an illusion, not worth doing, or you know, you're kind of an aversion to the whole thing because of how you feel about earth-based religions, I would still implore you to go hang out with some trees, spend some time in a forest. Like, even from a scientific point of view, this idea of forest bathing, and that it's so good for your mental health and all of these things. So even from that point of view, without even going into the spiritual woo-woo element of it, hanging out in forest is really good for you. But grounding yourself in a kind of a knowledge of how trees work, how forests work, how plant life works, and getting a bit of, you know, you don't have to go too in-depth in it. There's a couple of great books about it. I'll leave some links in the show description and the notes below. But that's kind of very similar to the whole idea of learning how your body works. Stuart Wilde, who I've talked about a lot on this channel, makes a big point in The Force all about that most people don't even know how their bodies work. And he makes this kind of example that if you ask them to point to their pancreas, most people don't know where it is. And he says that's kind of it's a bad kind of sign, not a bad sign, but it shows a lot about how we understand ourselves if we don't even know what our physical bodies are and those type of things. So we'll apply that then to the world, and we don't even know, for the most part, how the physical world works, how trees work, how forests work, how the things that we find so much awe-inspiring and beautiful and all these, how they actually work. Even down to a simple thing that I learned recently, that the bark of a tree and the kind of its texture and all that is the equivalent of the stretch marks of a tree. Because it starts off smooth and then it grows bigger and cracks, and a new bark comes in underneath, and that's how you get that kind of ruffled kind of texture, which is, you know, amazing. And I've spent my entire life not knowing that. So basically, spend some time in a forest. I can definitely say it has changed my life in so many ways. I could probably make a list, but you know, and define it very clearly. But it's certainly changed my outlook on the planet, my outlook on life in general. And I feel it has kind of made me a bit more tolerant of myself in a way, because it puts me in a bigger kind of a bigger world. The world is more complicated, and constantly, and certainly in the last 10 years, the world has become, I don't think it was any more complicated than it was 10 years ago. It's my awareness of the complications of the world and of people and of society and culture and spirituality and all these things. It's just dramatically opened up in the last 10 years. And in the last kind of 3 or 4 months, I think I've had the equivalent opening up and view of the world from basically just hanging out in a forest. So that is a long-winded, roundabout way of saying that if you live near trees, go and hang out with some trees, be a hippie, hug some trees, talk to some trees, see what the trees will tell you. You know, just hanging out and walking through a forest. Get that iNaturalist app. That was a really good thing and a good starting point for me, because it just allows you to get the names of the trees, the species, the mushrooms that are on the ground, the flowers, all of those things, and it gives you a greater connection, or at least gave me a greater connection to nature than I've ever had before. And I'm out here in this wonderful place under a tree beside a stream, looking out into a field that is full of not mist, what's it on when it's on dew on the ground, and it's just wonderful. And it's something I probably would have appreciated for a couple of seconds a couple of months ago, but now, like so many other people who have talked in my life, I see the awe and I'm struck by the beauty and I feel it in my heart. And that's just it. It's all very woo and very wishy-washy and all, you know, hippie-ish. But so be it. So, good people of the internet, until our next adventure, be well.